Your dog's ready for one more block. Your knees, not so much. Time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, non-surgical knee pain relief. 708-888-0000.
Entertainment news now from Cindy Perlman Gaber in Las Vegas. Disney does this every year. It's called D23. It's their annual fan event. And what news came out of this year, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. A lot of big scoops from the Mouse House this weekend in Anaheim, where they did their big fan event. A few things that were caught my eye were, one, Doomsday is coming, which we know, Avengers Doomsday, set for this Christmas release. But we didn't know before this event how really dark it's going to get for Steve Rogers and Peggy Carter. Remember, at the end of Avengers Endgame, we thought they walked off into the sunset together, but not so fast. Chris Evans, who plays Steve Rogers, said Steve was so close to getting his happily ever after at the end of Avengers. We should have known better. So we got that scoop. Major scoop is Pirate 6 is underway. Uber producer Jerry Bruckheimer said Johnny Depp is on deck for another Pirates of the Caribbean movie. He said, quote, "We're talking to Johnny, we're working on a screenplay, but the story will focus more on Margot Robbie's character, with Jack Sparrow as a side character." Meanwhile, the gals are back. Idina Menzel and Christian Bale walked out hand in hand onto the D23 stage. They sang a song, Frozen Heart, for Frozen 3, which is amping up for this Thanksgiving. It also will include Josh Gad and Jonathan Goff. And this time it's Anna and Kristoff getting hitched in a royal wedding. Love is in the air for everyone, including Olaf. A few more. X-Men, it's the cast we sort of thought it was going to be. Sadie Sink from Spider-Man is going to jump over, playing Jean Grey. Maya Boyd as Storm. Samara Weaving as Emma Frost. Christopher Abbott as Professor X. And Adam Driver will be joining as the villain, Mr. Sinister. That's out in 2028. And two more. Vision Quest is a Disney streaming show that will take that character that Paul Bettany plays and bring along James Spader, who's always great, for October 14th. And that's his character of the synthetic man, sort of around the time of Ultron from the 2015 film. And we thought he was dead, but, you know, Bob, no one's ever really dead in the Marvel Universe.
No, of course not. Did you mention the Lisa Kudrow, Mira Sorvino movie?
They couldn't believe it. Lisa Kudrow came out with Mira Sorvino because they're bringing back Romy and Michelle too. This is for streaming on Disney Plus. And Lisa said, "We're, quote, officially Disney princesses now. I always knew we had princess energy." And this, of course, is the sequel to their cult classic in 1977. They both talk in that Valley Girl accent again. And Hulu and Disney Plus next year.
That'll be good. Talk about this Grown Ups 3 with a really great cast of comedians.
The first two are so funny, and now Grown Ups 3 has been greenlit. It's the great cast of comedians, Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, David Spade, Rob Schneider, Maya Rudolph, Salma Hayek. Sadie and Sonny Sandler somehow got in there a little, they just went to their dad and said, "Hey, can we have a role?" And the movie is actually produced by Adam Sandler and his wife, Jackie. But this time they're, a little older, empty nesters. And the tagline is, "Now that the kids are all grown up, the gang is finally free to go on the ultimate adventure." So that's looking like a Netflix debut for next year, too.
I don't know if everybody knows the name Dave Marsh. Sad that he passed away, but he wrote some great music books, a legendary rock critic. Tell us a little bit more about his life and career, Cindy.
You know, when I went to high school in the 80s, Dave Marsh was it for me. I used to read Rolling Stone religiously, and Dave Marsh had all the great interviews, all the great stories. And then he went on to hang out with Bruce in his garage, of all places, and where he wrote Bruce's book, Born to Run, one of the ultimate rock books. He wrote books like that on the Beatles and CCR and Black Sabbath, The Who. And he passed this weekend, and Bruce immediately went to his Instagram and said, quote, "My friend Dave, straight out of Detroit with his attitude, was a true rock and roll lifer. He was soulful, intelligent, heartfelt, opinionated, bruising, and often fantastically argumentative. Watching John Landau and Dave drive each other crazy over some arcane piece of music would make my day. He wrote my first book about me, Born to Run, and he deeply believed in what I was trying to accomplish, and his lifetime support meant the world to me. And besides that, very sadly, Dave Marsh's daughter, Kristen, died in 1993 at 21 from a cancerous sarcoma, very rare form of cancer. And he founded the Kristen Ann Carr Fund, which still helps families of cancer patients. So that's a lovely thing he also did in his life.
Dave Marsh was 76. In the new music news department, let's talk about Brandon Flowers.
Brandon Flowers has a new album this Friday, finally. I've been waiting for this all summer. It's called Thrasher. The Killers frontman said it's a country album, but not that kind of country album. He said it's 10 tracks that shift between sort of a country western feel and an all kind of Americana sound inspired by his childhood in Utah. And Bob, it's 3 for 3 great songs already that's dropped from this thing. And if you can, and you got to get this fast, he's at the Riviera September 16th. This guy sells out super fast and definitely will sell out if you listen to his new song Tiger Blood, which dropped a few days ago.
Here's a little bit of it. Yeah, a little country and rock and pop mixed in there, right?
Right, and he said, don't worry, he's not quitting the Killers. He's a killer for life. And the cool thing is, if you go to his Instagram, Brandon Flowers has like 5 bajillion followers. He follows one person, the Killers. That's it. One thing. That's all.
Brandon Flowers at the Riviera here in Chicago, September the 16th. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
Sponsored by JeffBuysYourHouse.com.